Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Duck Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Ahoy, hoy, everyone. We're almost to Thanksgiving break.
Two more days.
Yes.
Two more days.
Two more days. It's going to be glorious.
Yes, it will be. A week break.
Yeah.
And hopefully, the weather stays nice.
I'm good like this for the rest of the year.
Yes.
If this is all I get the rest of the year,
I'll be happy.
With the nice day and the cool evening, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yes. It's the only thing I really enjoyed. Well, one of the things I enjoyed about San Diego, weather was like this all the time.
Ah, that's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
It was. That's not always good things to say about California, but man, the weather is nice.
Yeah, the weather is amazing.
But alas,
yeah,
it is time to get into the show.
Yep. We are here to talk about the 13th episode of the 8th season, titled Simpson Califragilisticexpialidocious.
Very good.
And it originally aired February 7th of 1997.
Now that, of course, is a play on supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
Right. From one Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, we'll tell you already if you know this episode. This is a parody.
Yep. It's not Sherry Poppins.
No, it's not Mary Poppins. It's Sherry Bobbins. Yes. Okay, so we do get actually a full intro on this one. We get the chalkboard gag, which you could not. This would be so unreasonable today.
Yeah.
Bart is writing, "I will not hide the teacher's Prozac."
Yeah. Prozac being the most prescribed
antidepressant.
Antidepressant, yep.
Yeah. I don't even think they let you have that on school grounds.
Yeah, no. The nurse will have to give
that
to you.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yep. And then we do get to a couch gag also, right? We have our couch gag. It shows the couch, but no one's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pan outside and the Simpsons are Homer's beating on the door because he has locked himself out of the house, right?
Yep. You remember the old Flintstones?
Yes.
When Fred was trying to beat down the door to get inside after
Wilma. Yeah. Very
something like that.
Very Flintstone-esque.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good.
Yep. And we're going to open up this episode with the family watching television. And we hear the announcer. It's the Krusty Comedy Classic. And Krusty comes in. "Hey, hey, it's great to be back here at the Apollo Theater." And he turns around and he notices there's only three letters up there for the Krusty Comedy Classic.
And keep in mind, because Krusty is with a K.
Yes.
Anything with a C on that show is with a K.
Yes, so it's KKK. And he's like, "That's not good."
And
the Apollo Theater is in Detroit. Theater.
No, it's in, isn't it in New York?
I think it's in Detroit.
I think it's in New York. I think it's in Harlem.
Really? Let me.
Let's find out. We have technology.
Yeah, we have technology. We can find out in real time here. Because I'm pretty sure that isn't this where Motown was born?
Well, that's Detroit, yes.
Detroit, right? So I don't know why, but I've always associated the Apollo Theater with Motown.
I could be wrong.
So let me see.
Could be right.
It is in Harlem. You are correct.
I am correct.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes, so yes. So this is in a black neighborhood.
Yes.
Right? A historically black neighborhood.
And
KKK does not go around.
Yeah,
go down there very well. Uh-uh. So yes, the audience starts to throw stuff at Krusty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's food, and then it's beer cans, bottles, right? And then he doesn't last very long.
No, he doesn't.
And rightfully so. That was stupid.
Yep. And then we see the family sitting in front of the TV eating off their TV trays while Krusty is trying to save his program. Right? He's like, "Now I'd like to introduce a new feature never before seen on TV, Dumb Petrix."
Which, of course, is a play on Stupid Petrix from David Letterman's show. Back doing the late show.
Mm-hmm.
And so Curly's like, okay, here's a dog that's been trained to catch this red rubber ball. And he throws the ball. But the dog goes for Krusty instead, right?
His nose.
Yeah, he goes right for his nose. And he's just there in pain. Ah, somebody shoot it. Somebody shoot it.
And Bart says, you know, these specials seem to be getting worse every year. Lisa's looking for the remote, but it's, you know, nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to the next room, and we see Grandpa, and he's dialing the remote. He's like, hello, hello, stupid cordless phone. I'll try the old-fashioned model. And he grabs an iron, and he puts it up against his face. He says, ah, that's better. How you doing, Gertie?
And you can hear the sizzling of it on his skin, right? Yeah. This iron is hot. Oh. Mm-hmm.
He's cooking himself.
Yeah. And so then we cut back to the show, right? Mm-hmm. And Krusty is there. He's still trying to save the show. He's like, and now our parody of Mad About You, which was a very popular sitcom at the time. Mm-hmm. He says, entitled Mad About Shoe. And we see Krusty laying in bed with a huge shoe. And he's like, give me a kiss, baby. No tongue.
And people start throwing stuff and booing him again because that's a really bad joke.
Yeah. So Krusty's like, you're not going to like our NYPD shoe sketch. It's pretty much the same thing. So he's like dejected at this point. Uh-huh.
And then Bart says, Ma, can you get me some milk?
And Marge is busy. She's actually feeding Maggie. She's like, can't you get it yourself?
Bart's like, nah, that's okay. I'll just go without any liquid.
And that's where she needs to, like, just smack him upside the head or let him suffer. Yeah. And Marge's like, oh, all right, I'll get your milk. And she goes into the kitchen.
Bart goes, thank you.
And then you can hear her from the kitchen. We're still focused on the family. And she says, does anyone else want anything while I'm up?
Everybody says, nope.
Right. And so Marge comes back with Bart's glass of milk.
And Homer's like, Marge, can you get me a beer?
And she's just like, whoa.
And Lisa's like, Mom?
And she goes, what?
There's a hair in my soup, but I'll just eat around it.
And then Marge, like, she gets shocked, right? She's like, what kind of hair?
And Lisa says, well, it's blue. 6 feet long.
She's pulling it out of the soup. Right? Uh-huh. And Homer and Marge is like, ew.
So Marge pretty much knows that it's her hair, mm-hmm. and she starts crying, and she leaves the room. Mm-hmm.
And Homer tells the kids, your mother seems really upset about something. Better go have a talk with her. During the commercial. It's so bad.
Homer. So we go back to the Krusty comedy classic, and Krusty's like, now, let's hear it for a great American, former President Gerald Ford.
This is the second time we see Gerald Ford in the show.
Yep.
And so he's there, thank you, Krusty, for inviting me.
And Krusty says, well, all the good presidents turned us down.
That's terrible. Uh-huh. And he says, oh, well, I'd like to talk about a subject that's very important to me. And in the background, Krusty's making faces, right? Mm. And he says, the Boy Scouts of America have molded men for over 100 years. And then he stops because he sees Krusty mess around.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you?
And then Krusty's like, how's your wife, Nancy?
Betty.
Who cares?
He's thinking about Nancy Reagan.
Yes. But Betty Ford.
There you go.
Yeah, she was unfortunately, she was a drunk.
Apparently, right? Yeah. By all accounts.
Uh-huh. So they open up a bunch of rehab centers named after her.
The Betty Ford Clinics.
Uh-huh.
And so we cut to the Simpsons. Well, Homer, right? And he's laying in bed, and he's trying to seduce Marge, right? He's like, oh, Marge, I just had a couple of beers. Not a good way to do that.
Yeah. And, of course, Marge turns him down. Mm-hmm. And Homer's kind of upset, but he gets really, really shocked when he pulls out a handful of her hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freaks out, right?
Yep.
And then we have a little interlude here, right, with some music.
Mm-hmm.
the song Hair.
Yep.
And Marge is showering, and then we see a mess of hair right in the puddle on the bottom of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see they cut to a dinner scene, and Snowball 2 coughs up a huge blue hairball.
Yep.
And then we cut to Marge blow drying her hair, and the hair blows out of her bouffant. She has a hole in it, basically. And then we see Bart and Milhouse playing, what, Cowboys and Indians, right?
Yep.
And a tumbleweed of Marge's hair goes through the living room.
Yep.
We get to church, and apparently she's lost so much hair that it's not even standing up straight anymore. It's just flopping over. So we see Jasper and Mrs. Glick just moving it back and forth because it keeps landing on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So yeah, Marge is not having a good time right now.
No.
I guess it's a good thing I just decided to say the hell with this and shave my head.
Which, yes, but you did have a glorious bouffant.
At one time.
Most people don't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So later on, we see Homer, and he's, again, trying to talk seductively to Marge. Marge is wearing a scarf all around her 6-foot hair.
Yeah.
And Homer's like, Marge, I was just watching women's volleyball on ESPN.
And Marge is just like,
And Homer's like, come on, there's no need for that Baba Gamushka.
And so Marge takes it off, right, reluctantly.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer just, screams. And there's holes everywhere, right? Uh-huh. And Marge is just like, I'm losing my hair. And she starts crying on Homer, mm-hmm. right? It's a big deal.
Yes, it is. And Homer's like, now, sweetie, don't worry about a thing. I'll teach you to comb it over so no one can tell. Just like my hair.
And then we get a cool little thought bubble, and we actually see Marge with Homer's hairdo.
Yes.
And she just breaks into tears again.
Yes.
Rightfully so.
So next thing we know, we're at the doctor's. And Dr. Hibbert is, Mrs. Simpson, there's no physical reason why your hair should be falling out. This thing has me buffaloed.
And at that moment, the nurse walks in. She says, phone call, Mrs. Simpson, lines 1 and 2. And so she clicks line 1, and it's Bart. He says, Ma, I need a glass of milk.
And then line 2 is Lisa. She says, me too.
Right. And Lisa and Marge just, and as she does, a piece of her hair falls out, right?
And Dr. Hibbert says, I think the problem may be stress.
Obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we cut back to the Simpsons' house, and Marge is there. Everybody's around, right, on the sofa. And Marge tells her family about the visit, that she's stressed out. And she suggests that she should probably hire a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And Homer, of course, he's worried about how they're going to be able to afford it.
Yep. And Lisa, being the kind-hearted Lisa that she is, mm-hmm. says that since Marge has made so many sacrifices for them over the years, they should make some for her. And she says, I'll stop buying Malibu Stacy clothing.
And Bart says, I'll take up smoking and give that up.
I love this. Homer's just like, good for you, son. Giving up smoking is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. Have a dollar.
And Bart, you know, he's holding on to the dollar. And Lisa says, but he didn't do anything.
Didn't he, Lisa? Didn't he? God, it's easy to get Homer.
Uh-huh. And then he realizes that he didn't actually do anything. He takes his dollar back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so he says, all right, Marge, I'll get you your nanny. And to pay for it, I'll give up the Civil War Recreation Society I love so much.
So then we cut to Moe's. And everyone in there, including Moe, mm-hmm. is dressed up in like a old-timey, soldier.
Civil War soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mo hangs up the phone. He's like, well, Homer's out. We got to find a new General Ambrose Burnside.
And Barney, who's dressed like Lincoln, says, but I'm not too crazy about our Stonewall Jackson.
And at that moment, Apu comes out of the men's room dressed like a Hindu military officer. And he says, the South shall come again. That's so funny.
Uh-huh. So we go back to the Simpsons house. And Marge and Homer are interviewing those job applicants, right?
Yes.
And we see this little old lady, right? Not too old, right? And she's like, hello, I'm Mrs. Pennyfeather. I understand you're looking for a nanny.
And Marge is very happy to meet her, right? But Homer says, wait a minute, Marge. I saw Mrs. Doubtfire. This is a man in drag. And he starts pulling at her hair. He's like, you're phony, fakey, phony broad. And he runs after her. Yes. Like, give me the house.
And Marge's like, Homer, if you're going to do that to every applicant, we're never going to find one.
And Homer's like, sorry. And yes, Mrs. Doubtfire was very, very popular at that time.
And then we have another lady come in. Hello, I'm Mrs. Periwinkle.
And Homer just jumps after her.
And then we see another applicant who happens to be Kearney.
Yes.
Kearney's like, I'm here about this nanny job. I'll keep a watchful eye on your kids. And if they get out of line, pow!
And Homer's like, I like him.
And then Kearney says, thanks. Hey, where do you keep your liquor?
And Homer says, I had a bottle of schnapps in the baby's crib.
And Marge's like, I'm sorry, young man. You're not what we're looking for.
And like Kearney's walking out, I was like, you're telling me, you blue-haired witch.
Marge's like, I heard that.
Kearney was upset.
Yes, he was. He was already looking forward to those schnapps, I bet.
Right? And in the crib? Come on, Homer. Yeah. Come on, man.
By the way, tis the season for peppermint schnapps.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Gonna have to do that soon.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Frank Grimes
episode.
Ooh. That'd be some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And so then we cut back to the Simpsons kitchen. And Marge is looking a little sad. She's like, I guess we're not going to find anyone.
And Lisa says, we have our own suggestion for the new nanny. Would you like to hear them?
And Homer says, you have my undivided attention.
And then we get a little thought bubble. And we see, what is it, a chicken, a cow. I think it's a pig. And
dance into the turkey in the straw.
Yeah, you know the song. Marge, on the other hand, really would like to hear the suggestions, right? And this is the first musical number of the episode.
Yes, because up until this point, we haven't had it yet. And of course, if this is going to be a Mary Poppins parody, you have to have the numbers, right?
Yeah.
So we won't do it the injustice.
Yeah.
But Lisa wants a wise and caring nanny.
Bart wants her to be permissive.
Homer wants her to be low paid. And he says, no fat chicks. Yeah. Right? But the way he sings that is great.
Yeah. No fat chicks.
But at the end of the song, well, towards the end, they all agree, anyone but Grandpa. Because he kind of jumps in there and is like, I'll do it.
Yeah. And, you know, next thing we know, we see somebody coming down from the sky hanging on to an umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. she goes through the smokestack of this power plant.
Oh, yeah, you hear her coughing, right?
Yeah. Yes. She hits some power lines and spins around them. And next thing you know, she's directly over Homer's car and her heels are scratching up the roof of the car, and she lands right at the door.
Yes.
And then right, she rings the doorbell, and they open it up, and she's like, hello, I'm Sherry Bobbins.
And Homer says, did you say Mary Pop?
No, I definitely did not. I'm an original creation, like Ricky Rouse or Monald Muck. Yeah.
That's funny, though, because at no point, who would have thought at that point that Disney would own this?
That is true, yeah.
Wow, right? Because they very well could do that joke now.
Yeah. Now that they have permission to use
it. That's funny. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
That Disney of all companies would be streaming The Simpsons.
Yes. The Simpsons always took shots at Disney.
Exactly. Man, that's cool. And so she says, now, as your nanny, I'll do everything from telling stories to changing diapers.
And Grandpa says, put me down for one of each.
Real enthusiastically, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. And so we cut to the interview, right? The family's interviewing Ms. Bobbins. And Homer's first question is about bad habits.
And Sherry says she's practically perfect.
And we're like, so am I. And he drinks, as he says that, he drinks milk out of the carton and he scratches his ass and right?
Yep.
And of course, the interview continues. He says, question two, who was your last employer?
Lord and Lady Huffington of Sussex.
And then he whispers to Marge, like, Marge, do we know them?
And Marge's like, no.
He's like, come on. Isn't he the guy I bowl with? The black guy?
That's Carl.
Oh, yeah. So, you worked for Carl, eh? That's, oh, man.
What a leap to make, right? So then Bart jumps in. Pop quiz, hotshot. I'm supposed to be doing my homework, but you find me upstairs reading a play, dude. What do you do? What do you do?
She says, I make you read every article in that magazine, including Norman Mailer's latest claptrap about his waning libido.
And Homer goes, ooh, she is tough.
And so Marge right there says,
by the way,
okay.
By the way, were you ever one of those guys? No, I just buy this for the articles.
No. No. And by the time I was old enough to go buy those things, they were already kind of phasing out at that
point. Yeah. I have a friend who has a collection of them.
Yeah. There's several people that have a
bunch. Yeah, and he's like, several of them were worth a nice amount of money.
I'm sure like the really old ones. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course they have to be.
Plus, you know, when they got the occasional star in there.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm sure there's some that are worth a lot of
money. Yep.
Right. And so Marge tells her she's hired. And of course, she takes the children to the room. They ride the banister up, like in the movie. Uh-huh. Right. And everybody's freaking out. And Marge is like, my, she seems so too good to be true.
And Homer's like, I'll say her butt whacks the banister.
And Marge is like, ooh, I can see myself.
So we go into Bart's room. And of course, it's a pigsty. And Sherry's telling the kids that they need to clean it up.
Yes. And they don't want to.
Of course.
But the music starts again. Mm. Right? And I love, like, the. It's all about doing a half-ass job.
Yeah, if you cut every corner.
If you cut every corner, right? Uh-huh. And that's the American way, right? Yeah. That's the point of the song.
Uh-huh.
So cut the corners, you know. So we see Sherry Bobbins. There's a pile of clothes on Bart's bed. She just covers it with the blanket.
Uh-huh.
Right? Bart gets all his toys and things, and he just crams it into a drawer.
Lisa stashes a bunch of balls underneath the bed.
And then on the other side of the bed, Bart's stashing a box. Like, it's got toys, a half-eaten sandwich.
Lisa gets some toys, and Maggie too, right? And they all drop them into a toy chest, mm-hmm. including Maggie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Bart's emptying his trash out the window, right? He puts more crumpled papers in the wastebasket, and then he does it again, right? And then he throws out the wastebasket entirely.
Yep.
It's crazy, right? And then he goes over to the closet, the pile of clothes. He tosses it in the, you know, in the closet. It's already full.
Shows
yeah, so,
it in there.
Yeah, so him, Lisa, and Sherry Bobbins all have to push the door closed.
No. And then, the song is done, and they all walk out of Bart's room and shut the door really hard, which causes everything to fall back out.
Yeah.
And then we see Maggie lifting the lid from the toy chest. And, of course, she looks around while she's sucking on her pacifier.
She's been in there.
Yeah.
And then we see, so we cut to Sherry Bobbins going down the street with Maggie in the stroller, right? And Bart's dressed properly. Mm-hmm. So is Lisa. They're walking alongside her. And everyone seems to know her.
Yep.
Nelson comes up to her, right? And he's like, I picked some posies for you, Sherry Bobbins.
So she thanks him and gives him a kiss.
And he's just there like, oh, gee. And then we see one of the greatest little scenes ever. And that is, of course, Willie.
Yep.
And he's singing, I'm a maniac, maniac, right?
He's got these cymbals on his knees. Mm-hmm. So what he can, he's playing the accordion and
he's got a drum on him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a whole one-man band thing. Uh-huh. And at the end of it, just like in Flashdance, he pulls the string in the water. He's got a bucket of water that falls over.
And everyone just kind of like walks away from him. And Willie's like, thank you, you ungrateful bastard. And then he sees Sherry Bobbins.
Yes. And she's like, hello. She says, hello, Willie.
And Lisa's like, you know her?
And so Willie continues. He says, aye, Sherry Bobbins and I were engaged to be wed back in the old country. Then she got her eyesight back. Suddenly the ugliest man in Glasgow wasn't good enough for her.
And Sherry's like, it's good to see you, Willie.
He gets upset. He's like, that's not what you said the first time you saw me. That's such a great little scene.
Yes, it is.
I actually think that's like one of my favorite scenes in the lore.
I mean, Willie is not an attractive man. And he hasn't, and he's been like that for a while, apparently. Oh, my God. So next thing we know, they're still walking through the park. And it's like we're traveling back in time somewhat, right?
Yeah, because we see Kearney selling papers like a newsboy. Like, extra, extra, Ripper strikes in Whitechapel. Jack the Ripper, right?
Yeah. And then we see Skinner ringing a bell up and down. It's like, boy for sale. Boy for sale.
And it's Jimbo, right? Yeah. And Jimbo's like, is this legal, man?
Skinner's like, only here and in Mississippi?
That's so bad.
Oh, my God. Yes, Mississippi is still that way, too, to this day.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so we see Sherry Bobbins and the kids flying kites, right? Maggie's is attached to the pacifier, which is cute. And, of course, at that moment, we see Mr. Burns and Smithers wander by. And Burns is just like, bah, humbug.
And Sherry Bobbins is like, oh, Mr. Burns, I think you'll find all of life's problems just float away when you're flying a kite, and she gives him one.
He just says, balderdash, this is the silliest load of... Oh, look at it fly! Look at me, Smithers! I feel practically super-duper fragilistic XBL adult! Because lightning hits the kite at that moment and just knocks him to the ground, right? He's like, what is this strange sensation in my chest?
And Smithers is like, I think your heart's beating again.
Oh, that takes me back. God bless you, Sherry Bobbins. That's a cool scene.
I wonder if he's a Sith Lord or something.
He has to be, right? But...
staying alive without his heart beating and stuff.
I love that. Oh, that takes me back.
So then we go back to the house. Marge, who's got a full head of hair now, right? She's looking around. She sees the house is really clean and Homer's there with her, right? Mm-hmm. And Marge is like, that Sherry Bobbins is a miracle worker. The kids love her. The house is spotless. My hair's grown back. It's so thick. It's so full and thick it can support a beach umbrella. And she grabs a beach umbrella and she puts it in there and she opens it up. And her hair is still upright.
And for some reason, this tickles Homer's fancy. And he says, come to bed, Marge.
And she's like, woo. And she starts to take off the umbrella.
He's, no, no. Leave it in. Yeah, and they giggle up the stairs.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Okay, Homer. Weird one, but all right, dude.
Beach umbrellas and hair.
We won't King Shane Homer here. Yeah. Just let him do his thing.
Oh, my God. We tried explaining that one to somebody.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so the next thing we know, we see the three kids, and they're all getting ready to sleep. And Sherry's like, it's 8 p.m., children. Time for bed.
So Lisa says, but we're not sleepy. And Bart asks for a song, right? And he's like, yeah, sing us a song.
And Sherry's like, I've been singing you songs all day. I'm not a bloody jukebox.
That's the first time she has a little sass in her voice, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
But they look sad, right? And she's like, oh, all right, right? So she tucks them all into Lisa's bed. She grabs a little snow dome, right? And it has a bar that looks like Moe's, right? And she starts singing the song about a booze hound named Barney, right? Yeah. And this is actually one of my, like, as far as songs go in all the Simpsons episodes, this is one of my favorites.
And Barney has a beautiful singing voice.
Yes, of course he does.
Buy me a beer.
Was it like and a two bucks?
2 bucks.
2 bucks a glass.
Yes, yes.
And then like something about being thrown out on his ass, right? So that's the next rhyme. And I love that song because that part with Mo at the end.
Yeah, breaks out the shotgun.
Yeah. And he's like, I found $2.
And Moe's like, come in, my friend.
Yeah. I love the end of the song. Because apparently Homer and Marge have like kind of crept into the song, right? Like she's singing it to the room. And Bart at the end starts saying, can I be a booze hound?
And Homer breaks in, not till you're 15.
Such a terrible advice. Oh
my God.
But Homer was 15 the first time he drank, right?
I think so, yes.
Is that was his song, right? When I was 15 or something like that. I had a dumb beer.
I had a very good beer.
So yeah, that's one of the cooler songs in this episode. And so we cut to breakfast, right, the next morning, and everybody's having an English breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. And Homer's like, ooh, I can't get enough of this blood pudding.
And Bart's like, the secret ingredient is blood.
And I was like, oh, blood. I'll just stick to the brain and kidney pie, thank you.
And then we see Sherry, and she's got bags with her. He's like, I believe my work here is done.
And Marge's like, thank you for everything.
And Bart and Lisa both go, we'll miss you, Sherry Bobbins.
And Homer, I think this is his best line of the episode.
Yes, it is.
He's like, you've changed me as well. I'm no longer the monkey-driven workaholic I once was. Said no one ever about Homer.
So Sherry turns and leaves the Simpsons house. And she's like regretting it because she'll never hear those sweet voices again. And right as she says that,
the window breaks in the front and Homer is strangling Bart like there's no tomorrow. This is one of the more violent ones.
Yes, I mean, you can see his tongue flailing.
Yeah.
His eyes are all bugged out.
Yeah, and he's just wringing Bart's neck, right? And they're yelling at each other. And she opens the door back to the house, right? And Lisa's just walking around like all bored, hitting a pan with a spoon, right? Maggie is in the living room. Extinguishing fire on a curtain.
Uh-huh.
She's smart.
Yep.
Right?
And we see Marge in the windowsill. And her hair is falling off again.
Like super fast. She's shaking, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Sherry Bobbins just looks around and goes, oh, I'll just unpack my things.
And then we see Grandpa flying out the door. He's like, I think we got our umbrella switched. And he goes up in the air. He's like, whee! I never felt so alive. He starts to snort.
Yeah. And so Sherry Bobbins just kind of slaps her head. She face palms herself, right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, God. Man, things change quickly.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, update on something we talked about at the last podcast.
Yes, yes.
According to James L. Brooks, who was one of the co-creators of The Simpsons, no, they are not taming Bart being choked by Homer.
Yeah.
Homer will, on occasion, still continue to choke Bart. They are not removing that.
Yeah.
So, good news.
Hopefully we'll see it.
Yeah, hopefully we see it again soon.
Yeah. So, next thing we know, we see Sherry, and she's grinding pepper for Bart's meal. He wants a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. He says, oops, too much. You got to take it back.
And she does, reluctantly, right? And on the TV, you hear the announcer's like, welcome back to Before They Were Famous. We all know Rainier Wolfcastle is the star of the blockbuster McBain movies. But here's his first appearance in a commercial in his native Austria.
All right, guys, you're going to have to bear with me while
go
I do
for it,
this,
man.
Right? He's like, mein Bratwurst has a first name. It's F-R-I-T-Z. Mein Bratwurst has a second name. It's S-C-H-N-A-C-K-E-N-P-F-E-F-E-F-E-R. H-A-U-S-E-N.
It just trails off.
I was running out of breath.
That's such a good one. And Homer continues, right? Like, we come back to the family. He's like, Sherry Bobbins, I want another beer.
And Sherry goes, well, you know, Homer, it's just a job to be done. You'll find it's much more fun.
And he interrupts her. He's like, you'll find it's even more fun if you get it for me.
And Sherry's like, but the beer will taste more sweet if you get up off your seat.
And Bart jumps in and says, lady, the man asked for a beer, not a song.
And she walks away. He's like, Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
And so we come back to the TV show, right? The announcer's like, now let's take a look at young Charles Bronson's brief stint replacing Andy Griffith in the Andy Griffith Show.
And Barney says, where is Otis? He's not in his cell.
So Charles Bronson's like, I shot him.
Well, that's what?
And now I'm going down to Emmett's fix-it shop. And he cocks his gun to fix Emmett.
And that show turned dark right there.
Charles Bronson rules, though. Uh-huh. Andy Griffith is a good show, though. That's a great show.
And so later on, we see Bart in his room, mm-hmm. and he's throwing cupcakes behind him to stick on the wall.
Mm-hmm. So Sherry Bobbins is like, Bart Simpson, this room is a frightful mess. And it is. It's bad. Mm.
And he says, I'll get right on it. And he throws another cupcake at the wall.
And she's like, Bart, don't you remember? Cleaning up can be a game.
And Homer and Bart says, I got a better game. It's called Whipping Cupcakes. And he throws another one.
Not getting through to Bart.
Nope.
And then I think we get to one of the best itchy and scratchy cartoons ever.
Yes.
We see Lisa in front of the TV watching it. And it's the Itchy and Scratchy Show with special guest director, Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm.
And the title for this is not Reservoir Dogs. It's Reservoir Cats. Mm-hmm.
And so we see the classic scene. But it's they're both in their black suits, right? And Itchy has Scratchy bound to a chair as Stuck in the Middle with You is playing, right? So, of course, they recreate the scene where Michael Madsen cuts off the dude's ear, right? Dances around while he's screaming in pain.
Yep.
And then he splashes gasoline on it. Oh! Dude, that scene's still, no matter how many times I've seen it.
It's intense.
It's intense, right? So he's torturing him. Right, and then the camera pans away, right? Mm-hmm. And Quentin Tarantino comes in.
And he's like, what I'm trying to say in this cartoon is that violence is everywhere in our society, you know? It's like even in breakfast cereals, man.
And at that moment, Inch jumps up and cuts his head off with a razor. And Scratchy gives him a high five. And they both dance to Miserloo, mm-hmm. right? As they're doing the John Travolta and Uma Twisting Thurman dance. Yeah. Uh-huh. Great Itchy and Scratchy.
Yes, it is.
That's a cool homage. And the way they did Tarantino was funny. Yeah. The way he talks and everything. All fast. And so, of course, Lisa's cracking up, right?
Uh-huh. And Sherry Bobbins comes in. She says, Lisa, don't sit in front of the telly like a fly stuck on toffee. It's a great big world out there.
Been there, done that, she says.
I know we could have a tea party on the ceiling.
Shh. TV. Acting very much like Homer right there.
Uh-huh. And then Sherry starts to kind of cry. He's like, oh, you people will be the death of me. And she runs out of the room.
Mm-hmm. And so we cut to later and we see her and she is not prim and proper. She's a mess. She's chugging beers, right? There's empty bottles all over the couch and the floor. And she's saying, like, oh, wasted away, guy, Margaritaville.
And then Barney comes in, searching for my lost shaker of salt. Oh, here it is. And he grabs a salt shaker and he pours some salt in his mouth.
And so the family comes in and they're like, shocked, right? Homer's like, oh, that poor woman.
And Lisa's like, we've crushed your gentle spirit.
And Bart says, you people should be ashamed of yourselves. He throws a cupcake at the wall.
Yep.
Terrible.
So Marge sits down. He's like, Sherry, you did the best you could, but you can't change this family, and neither can I. From now on, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride.
And she says, but haven't I taught you people anything?
Homer goes, nope.
Lisa says, nope.
Bart goes, nope.
Marge says, nope.
And Maggie just shakes her head.
And so they have another song, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about how they're not going to be changed.
Yep.
Right? But that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good lines in that one. I encourage you to listen to that song.
And then Bart and Lisa both go, goodbye, Sherry Bobbins.
Marge says, thanks for everything.
And Barney goes, so long, Superman.
And so she floats into the air, a la Mary Poppins, right? And Lisa says, do you think we'll ever see her again?
And Homer goes, I'm sure we will, honey.
And as he says that, she is sucked into a jet engine, right? And I'm sure, pretty sure that was the
End of Sherry Bobbins.
Yeah.
Because we just saw a bunch of confetti flying out. Mm-hmm. Is that a good way to go, though? Imagine it's going to be really quick, though.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. It might be painless for how quick it is.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Damn.
And then the outro is cool here, right? Because it's a little medley of all the original songs from the episode.
Yes.
So, pretty cool. And we end right there.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is just...
Oh, it's classic, man. Like, you can't... You know... We don't do this justice in the review because just the songs are such a part of it that you have to watch it. You have to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't do the songs any justice. No.
We try.
Every now and then
we can handle it. We think we can handle it. We'll try it. But man, there's just too much theater in these, man.
Yes. I mean, I had a hard time spelling out that damn Bratwurst.
That one was hilarious. We had to attempt that one just for comedic value. Yeah.
Next time something like that happens, we'll do it while we're eating gummy worms.
Yeah, we'll do that.
On a scale of 1 to 5 donuts, what would you give this episode?
This one is another in the 8th season, another 5 donut episode for the 8th season. It's just so well done. I mean, even if you don't like Mary Poppins, it's really funny.
Yeah.
All the parodies are great. Mm-hmm. I love how they even bring in Mrs. Doubtfire. You know, the whole nanny theme of the movie.
Yes, Mrs. Pennyfeather.
That's so good. I mean, just the writing of this episode is great, especially when you really get into the song lyrics.
Yeah.
That's where the writing shines.
Yep. I mean, there's so many little jokes inside the songs. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really good writing.
And your rating?
I agree with you. It's also I would also give it 5 donuts. It's a shame that it's a one episode character.
Yeah, we never see Sherry Bobbins again.
Yes.
At least I don't think we do.
Yeah, no, I don't think we will after she came out of that jet engine.
Yeah. Right. Well, they have brought back people from the dead before, so.
The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm. You know, they find a way.
Oh,
yeah. Like the doctor.
Yeah.
So there you go. Uh-huh. But yeah, man, this is a big one in the lore also.
You can't argue with that. We learn so much about some of these characters. Who would have thought that Barney had such a beautiful singing voice?
Right.
We already heard him before in the when they were doing the
space the astronaut training.
No. When they were the
B-sharps.
The B-sharps,
there you go, yeah.
But he didn't sing like this. It was just
the barbershop.
It was barbershop, yeah.
It wasn't just him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it's a great episode. Like, this is one of those, if you're going to get someone into The Simpsons, this is one of them that you have to watch for sure.
Especially if they like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. You know, that. Something they'll get the references on and stuff like that. It's a good one, man. It's a good one to start with.
You think kids nowadays watch Mary Poppins?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean...
I might have to ask.
Yeah, I'm going to ask. I mean, I've noticed that things like... It's less and less every year when I bring up something like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And before, all the hands used to go up.
A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Now it's a few.
Yeah.
World's changing, man.
I think some of these kids, when I say Ghostbusters, they think I'm talking about the one with the ladies.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Like, no.
No.
The OG Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Craziness.
You know they're coming out with another one?
Yeah. I wonder how that's going to be. We'll see, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
At least Dan Aykroyd's in it.
Yes, that's true. That is true. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm. anything else you'd like to mention before we sign off for the week?
No, I do. Again, just one more time. I think it's so funny that they make jokes about Disney here. And now that they're owned by Disney. It's just so funny, man. How everything goes full circle like that.
Yeah. And they even spelled Disney with D-I-Z-N-E-E. Everything to not be sued.
Plus, you could never do that crusty KKK joke at the Apollo now. Oh, hell there's no, no way you no, could do that no, joke no. now.
Now you'll not only will you get canceled, but your kids will get canceled.
Yeah,
too.
That's
you'll get canceled by association.
And that was a risque joke then, man. That was a whoa.
Yeah.
And again, guys, this is when the Simpsons were really, really pushing the envelope as far as like what could you get away with?
What was acceptable on TV?
But yeah, that's all I got on that.
All right. Kind of like you remember when they said the Simpsons remind everybody of the normal American family, and Bush said that.
Oh, we need more families like the Waltons and less families like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. It was a real part of the culture war back then.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Yep, yep. Well, luckily for us, they're still around.
Yes, sir.
And apparently the episodes are starting to get better again.
We'll get there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Ready to be pleasantly surprised.
Uh-huh. Again, don't forget to follow our official show Instagram. That's official_Homer's_donuts without the apostrophes. Send us a little DM on there. If you can think of a way we can make this show better for you.
Mm-hmm. Give us some ratings and some reviews on your chosen podcast platform, please.
Yes, please, please. It just helps people find our little show easier. And until next week, au revoir, suckers.